The frontier was harsh, so folks were friendly in the days when our town was young. We pulled together the natural way, neighbor with neighbor, to build a great community. Together we harvested the crops, and neighbor shared with neighbor in time of need. That was when Detroit was young. Today, we are a city of many neighbors, but our town is still hometown for friendliness. Our town, dynamic Detroit, motor capital of the world, and we say it with pride. We're big and hustling, our lives crowded with the work of uncounted industries. And bigness has made us a city of many neighborhoods. We're 3 million persons, thoughtful and friendly for the most part, hardworking and proud of our community. Neighborly too, when we're shown the need. Quick, with a helping hand. For many years, we show our modern neighborliness by giving, not our time and energy direct as in the early days, but with money. We gave to the many civic organizations that multiplied with the growing needs of a growing Detroit. We shouldered the job of being neighborly by giving and giving and giving. Giving. Giving and giving. And like sensible people, we began to rebel, not against the giving, but strongly against the repeated, wasteful, and irritating multiple requests for needed money. This was a nuisance. Request, 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 request. Detroit rebelled, and rightly too, against repeated appeals, repeated drives, repeated demands to give, give, give. Campaigns pressed on campaigns, month by month with the growing need, money to fight cancer, help for polio, get it up for the community chest. Each cause worthy, but too many, too often, too insistent. And we rebelled, we gave less. Many people, unable to decide which drive to give to, avoided as many as possible. Detroiters were confused by this multiplicity of appeals. But the working people were not alone in suffering from this rash of fundraising campaigns. Management, too, was deeply involved. Multiple collections meant multiple collectors, and both summed up to multiple man hours lost, production hampered. More than that, individual campaigns were expensive to promote. In some instances, they cost up to 35% of the funds collected. In some instances, only 65 cents of every dollar was going to the cause for which it was intended. 35 cents was being used for promotion, collection, and administration of the funds. When you multiply the cost of one campaign by the number of definite needs, the overall cost of all the essential campaigns is staggering. Detroit decided something had to be done. From the grassroots, solicitors, contributors, volunteers, from the press, the radio, from businessmen came the demand for order out of chaos. The factory worker, the store employee, the office worker, the executive, the man on the street, from all of us came the demand for common sense in fundraising. And then we did it. Detroit stopped the waste, put into effect the plan demanded, the plan to give once for all. A large number of independent fundraising solicitations came to an end today with the formation of a federation of most of the health and service agencies under the United Foundation of Detroit. Yes, here was the answer, a United Foundation, designed to consolidate the multitude of fundraising appeals. And we bought the idea with enthusiasm. To all of us, it meant freedom from constant appeals, and freedom now to plan our giving as it should be done. To labor and management, it meant freedom from the high cost of promoting individual campaigns. For the United Foundation drive costs only 4 6% for year-round promotion, administration, campaign expenses. In fact, all costs. Thus, more than 95 cents out of every dollar goes directly to work for the people who need help. What does this mean to our city? Our neighbors? Mr. C.E. Wilson, President of General Motors, says,
when you give this year to the United Foundation, you can be gratified to know that your gift dollars will be effectively and efficiently spent, and that you will be helping Detroit put more dollars into direct channels for health and personal assistance than ever before. This is because you are giving only once to the 143 essential community services united in the Torch Drive.
And Mr. Walter P. Reuther, President of the International UAW-CIO.
This year, the Health and Community Services of Detroit have a bigger fundraising job to do than ever before. We of the UAW-CIO are happy to join in giving full support to the United Foundation Drive. By giving to help those who are less fortunate, we help ourselves, we help our community, and we help strengthen American democracy.
Listen now to another leader in our civic as well as industrial life, Mr. Henry Ford, second.
Every Detroiter can be proud of the splendid success of the first United Foundation Drive. The Give Once for All idea is the easy, the businesslike, and the right way for all of us to take care of our very real civic obligations.
And the comment of Mr. Frank X. Martell, President, Detroit and Wayne County American Federation of Labor.
By combining our obligation to so many worthy services, the United Foundation makes our giving simple, easy, and highly efficient. We won last year, and we of the American Federation of Labor urge you to join us as we do it again.
Detroit made history with the Torch Drive last year, and cities all across the nation recognized, praised, and planned to copy Detroit's new plan for putting business-like method into the city's generosity to its needy neighbors. Under the UF torch, we must lead again with strengthened opportunity for our children to direct their energies fully, in freedom, into constructive channels, develop character, citizenship, and the self-reliance we treasure as Americans. Our contributions again will help make them aware of their responsibilities to their country, to each other. We will help the aged, bring shelter, comfort, and contentment to those who are alone and ill in the sunset of life. They must not go unremembered. We shall aid the handicapped, bring job training and work opportunities to the blind, the deaf, the crippled, give them a chance to become self-reliant, self-supporting citizens. Our support will broaden the health-bringing work of many clinical programs. We shall comfort the afflicted in the battle against disease. We'll make them feel at home in a home away from home. The young servicemen and women who are new neighbors in our city, to the men who gave so much that we might live in peace and security, a touch of cheer for their shattered lives. This is the meaning of your United Foundation donation. And with our hearts and dollars, we shall support foster homes for children from broken families. Give them that good start in life that we, the more fortunate, bring to our own. We will advance the research program, and we'll fight with our dollars such enemies of mankind as cancer, rheumatism and arthritis, heart disorders, epilepsy, and meningitis. The killer you helped this boy whip. He's Skipper Moeller of E-Course, and his story belongs in your heart. It's a story that will live as a milestone in the records in Children's Hospital, where Dr. Wolf W. Zuelzer, professor of research at Wayne College of Medicine and the hospital's chief of laboratories, first met Skipper Moeller.
Skipper was brought to the Children's Hospital one morning last April. He had spinal meningitis, and he was a very sick boy. So sick, in fact, that a few years ago, he wouldn't have had a chance. But Skipper was lucky, because he was one of the first children ever to receive the new wonder drug, cortisone. And that saved his life. It was only because Children's Hospital was a recognized center for medical research that we had been able to obtain a small quantity of this new drug. Actually, three things helped Skipper to pull through. Cortisone was one. The second was the whole setup of a modern hospital such as ours, with its highly trained doctors and nurses and its specialized equipment. The third was the medical research, which we carry on every day as an essential part of our work, studying, experimenting, trying to advance medical knowledge. Skipper is alive today because by your contributions to the United Foundation, you helped to provide the facilities and the knowledge that pulled him through. To extend the usefulness of our facilities and to put the research that we have built up to immediate work in our community, we serve also as a teaching center for the doctors who take care of your children. Better health for your children is our goal, and we rely on the torch drive to help support our work.
Well, Skipper, how does it feel to be well and healthy again?
I like to be in the movie.
Well, good.
Yes, we the lucky ones shall help the little ones. Aid in the coordination of existing facilities, the research necessary, and the training of therapists so needed for the rescue of youngsters afflicted. And we'll give the eyes of trained dogs to the eyes of the sightless. We shall try to comfort with research and care those who suffer the anguish of the deadly mystery disease, multiple sclerosis. We'll alleviate the pains and curb the after effects of polio among our population. Yes, once again, but once a year, we'll invest in the health, happiness, and future of Metropolitan Detroit through the torch drive of the United Foundation. Contributing is easy. During the United Foundation drive, you'll talk to members of your own company who can tell you the quota for your company and the amount each person should give to fill that quota. 5 hours pay for employees of industrial and commercial establishments. 1/4 of 1% of annual pay for those earning $3,200 a year or less. 1/2 of 1% of annual pay for those earning from $3,200 to $4,600. 1% of annual pay for those in the $4,600 to $20,000 salary bracket. 2% of annual pay for those earning over $20,000 a year. In many plants, budget giving and extended payroll deduction plans have been worked out. 5 hours pay per year. This makes it easy to give your share. If no budget giving is available in your organization, installment payments can be made directly to the United Foundation. And thus, as the United Foundation becomes an inherent part of the daily fabric of our lives, another chapter is written into the story of the City of Neighbors. This year, the Torch Drive is more inclusive and representative than ever. So, be fair when you're asked to give. Be neighborly. And remember, give once for all. United, we won. Let's do it again.